fan the flames of fear? This is today's Biblical Alert. Those majority fakes fan the flames of fear. It was the liberals' Russian collusion working with China and vice versa that got into the cyber minds of Americans' social network. Just remember, dear Christian, it is a mind warfare as well as a media and legal warfare. Stop. And let me tell you, that's the little song we taught the children. And we would sing it and shout it every Sunday. Stop. And let me tell you what Christ has done for me, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. God hath not given us, U.S. believers, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has given us not under siege, but under sovereignty. We've been given God's power, love, and a sound mind. That's resurrection power, the power of God and the mind of Christ. Whether the madman Nutso Nero and his persecution of the Christians, or the criminal squatter sodomite baby killer invaded in our White House, the apostle, hey, he was in prison and sentenced to death, but he writes under the inspiration of God in that hour of trial and warfare with the darkness of the devil. He says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yes, they push racism, BLM, defund police, media all in, the district of corruption all in, Russia and China's fake twits for Twitters fan the flames of a small percentage of dupes like Dorsey. But don't forget the prince of the power of the air. This is a spiritual warfare, air war. Arrowhead warriors is what that air war produces. Air hacks, of which most are in the air but not real, as thousands of fake accounts have been discovered. But we do know the devil's deception. We're not in the dark. We're in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ with power, love, and a sound mind. Amen, right there. This is today's Biblical Alert.